You are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I am Jeff Garcia, and this is Locked On Spurs, part of the Locked On NBA Network. The San Antonio Spurs continue their preseason slate of games as they finished up a game versus Miami with a W. They played against the Pistons and even had a team scrimmage. But as the regular season still inches closer, we're still taking a look at the roster. One player who is back for his second stint with the Spurs is guard Marco Bellinelli. So to discuss Marco and the ins and outs, what is he going to bring, any expectations, I'm once again joined by my colleague over at News 4 San Antonio, Jim Lefko. Jim, welcome back to Locked On Spurs.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
So the Spurs decided to go back on the DeLorean, go back in time to bring back into the future Marco Bellinelli. The Spurs signed him over the offseason. NBA veteran. He's been there, done that with the Spurs, won a title with San Antonio. But why do you think the Spurs decided to go that route and bring back Marco?
Well, he brings a lot to the table. He's a good scorer. I was looking at his stats, and he's coming off a career year. He kind of operated a little bit below the radar in Philadelphia for Spurs fans, but he averaged almost 14 points a game last year, which was a career high. And I think even more importantly, his shooting percentage was at a career high, 49.5%. So for a swingman, that's a pretty effective percentage and a pretty effective scoring rate. So to me, the answer is an obvious one. They want some points. They want some production. And he's a proven veteran who's going to give it to them.
Last season, the Spurs were not so hot from beyond the arc. They weren't really connecting. Marco definitely brings that. And last season, you mentioned his play with Philadelphia, especially in the postseason, he really upped his game. And I like that. I like the fact that he, even at his age and even at the many miles he has on his leg, that, you know, he was still able to produce for a very young Philadelphia team. Are you expecting the same type of leadership on the court and off the court from Marco this season?
Yeah, I think so. And the fact that he knows the lay of the land, the fact that he's been here before and has a ring, you can't put a value on that. That's especially to the young players. Maybe he'll show that ring off to a few of them that kind of dream about winning one day. But no, I think he's a great addition, a good locker room presence, knows the way things work in San Antonio. And now he's much traveled, 8 or 9 teams in his 10 or 12 years, which gives him good perspective. He's going to be, when he plays his sixth game with the Spurs, that will make him, that'll be the most that he's played for any team that he's been with. So that's kind of cool that despite his trips around the NBA to so many different spots in both conferences, assuming he plays a few years here, that'll be the line in his stat sheet that has the most numbers next to it. So looking forward to seeing what he can bring to this young team this year.
When he was a Spur and then when he left San Antonio, that in between, he would always talk about San Antonio, whether it be in Philadelphia, Atlanta, pick a team that he's played with before signing with the Spurs. He's always kept San Antonio close to his heart. Jim, he has a tattoo of the Spurs NBA title, the championship trophy on his body. He just loves the Spurs. And I guess that just goes back to the Spurs and how they approach the international players and how they embrace them. And whether it be Marco, Jakob, Thiago, you name them, every international player, even before they even drafted by San Antonio or even want to come to San Antonio, they will always mention the Spurs as the place to go.
Well, I think there is a culture here that they're welcoming to international players. I think don't discount the championship for all the different places he's been. I don't think he's played in the NBA Finals too often.
Yeah.
So, to get to the promised land, so to speak, and then to actually win, that's a seminal moment for an athlete's career. And now that he's, I don't want to say on the downside, but he's going to be 33 this year, so mm-hmm. he's still got a few years left. But I think that perspective that comes with experience, he's there now, and he appreciates what they accomplished, the camaraderie, the playing for this organization. So it doesn't surprise me that either he or other international players regard their time here fondly.
Yeah, they really do know. We know that Marco is a shooter. That's what he does. He's deadly from three-point line, and he can hit the occasional mid-range shot as well. What other aspects of his game do you like about him, and what are you going to bring this upcoming season?
Well, I think the fact that he's not afraid to keep shooting. You know, night in the scrimmage in that first quarter, I don't know how many shots he got off, but he seemed like he took about 8 or 9. He didn't hit too many of them, but that's the shooter's mentality that, you know, you can't make a shot you don't take. And just because you might have missed 6 or 8 in a row, you know, you're going to keep firing. And statistically, the law of averages is going to come back and, you know, make you successful. So I don't think he's the kind of guy who's going to fret about a slump or a bad game or a stretch of bad games, because historically he's an accurate shooter. And he can hit that mid-range jump shot. He can hit the long-range jump shot. And I think that's what's intriguing to me on this year's team. You know, the NBA is kind of getting away from that mid-range jumper. They like threes. They like dunks, you know, mm-hmm. and lane shots.
Yep.
But the Spurs, you know, my guess would be the Spurs are going to challenge for league-leading honors for that mid-range jumper this year. And Bellinelli could be one of the ones contributing, because we know Aldridge, you know, likes to shoot mid-range. We mm-hmm. know DeRozan likes to shoot those 15 to 20-foot jumpers. And Bellinelli is another guy. While he may set up the three-point line, he can step inside it and knock them down as well.
Yeah, Bellinelli definitely can bring in some offense. But then there's that defense. Look, one of the things that I am watching this upcoming season is on the defensive end, the Spurs lost quite a bit of players who were very effective defensively. Marco really doesn't have that reputation as being a defender. Does that worry you, Jim?
It does a little bit, but I think for the role that they're going to cast him in, I'm not sure it's as important as if he was going to be an 82-game starter.
Yeah.
And again, that's not to say he may not start occasionally, but I went back and looked at the numbers. The last 4 years, he started a total of 20 games for 3 or 4 different teams. So kind of like Manu Ginobili, you know, his role has evolved from earlier in his career when he did start more often to later in his career where he's considered a bench asset. And that's not to say that defense isn't important for the second team, but, you know, I don't know that that's why they brought him here. So anything they get out of him defensively, to me, will be a positive. He's here to score. He's here to shoot. He's here to extend defenses. And hopefully his defense may be a little bit more nuanced than when he was here last time.
Yeah, definitely. I want to rewind a little bit. We talked about he can shoot. Obviously, we know about the mid-range shot that he can provide. But, you know, despite the fact that he is an aged NBA vet and has been around the block for a while, I mean, Jim, he put the ball on the floor and went up for a pretty good dunk versus Miami in the opening preseason game.
Well, he's athletic. There's no doubt
yeah.
about it. And the fact that he can play two positions, you know, I still wonder, is he a 2 or is he a 3? And the answer there is, where do the Spurs need him most? If they need him to be a backup shooting guard, he can certainly step in and do that. They may be a little deeper at that position than the 3, you know, the small forward spot. So maybe he gets more time there. And maybe it's just a situational thing where, depending on the opponent, he'll slide over to whatever spot is necessary. But I think, again, in today's NBA, being versatile enough to play a couple positions is a skill that is almost mandatory. And it's nice to know that they've got somebody in Bellinelli, a veteran, who can step in at either spot and be effective.
Yeah, he's definitely going to make an impact on the court. We know that. You know, by the time the listeners are listening to this show, the game versus Detroit, where it is coming past. So let me make that very clear. This is recorded before the Spurs' second preseason game. So hopefully he had himself a great game. But I mean, there's still a lot more to talk about Marco, but we're going to take a quick break right now and we'll be back. We'll be talking about his role off that bench. Okay. We're continuing talking about Marco Bellinelli, and I am once again joined by Jim Lefko, my colleague over at News 4 San Antonio. Jim, his bench role, do you see him as the sixth man for San Antonio, or is that still maybe a guy like Patty Mills?
Well, you know, when Manu was weighing his decision to either retire or come back for another year, I think everybody thought, you know, Manu's the sixth man, and that's his role, and Bellinelli will work around it. They do have some similarities that they bring to the team. Now that Manu is retired, I see no reason why Bellinelli can't take those minutes. And again, as we've talked about before, he might even be a guy who's on the court at the end of the game. If they need offense, if they need a big hoop, they need a savvy veteran. Those are all the things that Ginobili provided. And again, no reason to think that Bellinelli can't do the same thing. So, yeah, I think he is a key sixth man. But again, don't discount the fact that he might start a game here or there as well.
Yeah, you know, and it'll be tough, especially with DeJounte Murray, the presumptive starting point guard, and obviously DeMar DeRozan is going to get that slot. But DeJounte would probably really have to have a really bad stretch of games for Marco to get inserted, or maybe even Rudy Gay. You know, who knows if he gets hobbled. Hopefully he doesn't, knock on wood. this upcoming season. But even if that's so, even if for some reason they have to insert Marco into the starting lineup, is that just simply because they would have no choice, or maybe they should go with somebody else?
Well, I think, we're speculating about who's healthy, who's playing well. Bellinelli's strength is shooting, from the wing and from the three. So if they were to play him at point guard, that would probably indicate either they've had some injuries or somebody's not performing. Again, I see him as a two or a three, and depending on, what matchup they're facing that night, I think sometimes the media gets caught up in positions. I think the coaches realize, you want to put the five best players you can out there. And that's why we talked about before, they'll go some nights without a traditional center, especially if they're matched up against a team that doesn't have a center. So what if you're matched up against the team with three really good wing players, and you don't want to go with your traditional point guard, shooting guard, and power and small forward? Maybe you put a couple twos out there, or a couple threes out there, and that's where a Bellinelli might be a good alternative. And then don't discount the fact that the rest factor. DeRozan's never played for a coach like Popovich, who will pick an occasion to rest him, maybe at the end of a road trip or the end of a tough back-to-back stretch, and that could be another opportunity for Bellinelli to step in again if DeRozan's going to miss a game or two for rest purposes.
Right. You're looking at that bench unit, obviously with Marco, presumptively, obviously he's going to come off the bench. What do you think of that bench unit? I mean, as it stands right now, we got Marco, Patty Mills, likely going to have Poeltl to start the season, et cetera, et cetera. What do you think about that makeup of this second unit?
It should be a strong one. They've got depth. They've got experience. They've got youth. I think if the bench projects the way we think it will, they're going to have a lot of options. And I think bringing in a guy that knows the game as well as Bellinelli does, he's played over 700 games in his career. There's probably no scenario he hasn't seen. And I think he understands the Spurs' way of playing and what his role is. So often I think players that struggle, they come back later and say, I never really knew what my role was.
Right.
And it's easy right now for us to say, well, Bellinelli's going to do this or Bellinelli's going to do that. I think by the time the season starts, he'll have a pretty good feel for exactly what Popovich wants him to do. And I think he'll provide that without creating any waves or any friction if things aren't going his way.
Yeah, I think obviously we know the numbers that he can put up on the stat sheet. But again, that corporate knowledge that he has, winning the title, he's actually, experienced the height, the beginning maybe of the decline. I don't know how to describe that, of the Spurs golden era, the big three. He experienced that. And I think that knowledge that he can bring on the court to tell the young kids, hey, Lonnie, hey, DeMar, or hey, DeJounte. I feel like an old man here when I say, back in my day, when I had the big three, we did it like this. I think looking from the Popovich eyes and from the coaching staff eyes, you gotta just speculate. And, you wouldn't be surprising, Jim, if you come to find out later in the season that Pop has been urging Marco, hey, go tell him how it used to be. Go tell him how it used to be and how we used to do it.
Well, all he has to do is wear that championship ring into the locker room one time, and the young guys will kind of reflect in awe. There aren't too many guys in that locker room that have a ring. And, there's been so much turnover on here. We've talked before about Patty Mills being the ranking veteran, and I believe LaMarcus Aldridge is number two. So, it's been a while, since the Spurs haven't won a title in 4 years, and the only guy that's on the team now that's been here the entire time since then is Patty.
Mm-hmm.
So Marco comes back and he's got a ring from that last championship. And if I'm a colleague, a teammate, I'm impressed. Anybody that was on that team contributed something to what was at that time, the best team in the NBA and, the world. So Bellinelli, that speaks volumes in a locker room for guys who are desperate to get one of their own.
Mm-hmm.
And I think not only the showing the ring, but the stories, what it was like, the camaraderie, playing with guys who sacrificed their ego for the betterment of the team. And that's going to be required again this year. So I think he's going to be able to walk the walk and talk the talk, because he's been there, and his ring finger will be able to show exactly what happens when you play in a team environment.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to take another quick break, but when we get back, Jim and I are going to reflect on just overall, what are our expectations for Bellinelli? Okay, we are back, and let's go ahead and wrap this up, Jim. Your expectations, are they high, are they low, are they kind of neutral at this point, maybe incomplete, simply because there's not been enough preseason games under the collective belt for the Spurs, integrating Bellinelli back? How do you project this?
Well, I think the preseason is not that important for the veterans. You know, we know what Bellinelli can do. We've seen him shoot. Even if he doesn't make a shot the entire preseason or makes every shot during the preseason, it's not really that important because we know what kind of game he's going to bring when the real games start. He's a career 10-point-a-game scorer. There's no reason to think he can't do that again if he's given the kind of minutes that he's averaged in previous years. I don't think he's a, you know, 35-minute-per-game guy, but if you give him 20 to 25, there's no reason to think that he can't get 10 points a night. And you throw in an assist or two, a steal or two, a rebound or two, that's the contribution you're going to get. So two pretty good stints a night, you know, probably the end of the first quarter through the middle of the second and the end of the third quarter through the middle of the fourth. If he's coming off the bench, you know, that's maybe 18 minutes right there, and throw in maybe a third stint at some point during the game, and that gets him to 20 to 25 minutes. And again, a steady 10 points a night. I think that's what they're paying for and what fans should expect him to contribute. There'll be nights when he's red hot and he'll score 20 points or 18 points. And there'll be nights when, you know, the ball doesn't find the rim and he'll struggle a bit. But he's a pro. He's a proven commodity. And that's nice to be able to count on when you have a team that's in so much flux like the Spurs are this year.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. Those are my exact thoughts. I'm expecting about 10 to 12 points a game from Marco. But I'm also expecting him to be there in crunch time as well, especially early on. You know, if Popovich, that is, maybe sees, you know, the team kind of struggling to close out games after a while, you know, okay, you know, these young guys really haven't experienced that quite yet. You know, let me throw in Bellinelli, who has been there, done that. I wouldn't be surprised if we do see that spike a bit where he's on that court. Maybe they're necessarily to take over, you know, vocally, but just to be there as a steady presence. But, yeah, I pretty much see him the same way as you do, 20, 25 minutes in that gap range right there, and simply just oozing and speaking that Spurs knowledge that he has. And, you know, Pop really values veterans, and you can't get any better than a veteran who has won a title with the team. But those are our thoughts on Marco Bellinelli. But now it's time for you to speak up. We need to hear what you think. Did you like the signing of Marco? Maybe you didn't. Maybe there was somebody else you thought the Spurs should have chased. You can email me at jeffgarcia74@gmail.com or follow me on Twitter at @JeffGSpursZone. And also, I am the lead Spurs writer / manager of the Spurs Zone, which you can find at News 4 San Antonio and Fox29SanAntonio.com. And Jim, you know, he helps me. He's been invaluable for me. I pick his brain. I'm not going to lie to you, Liz. I really do. I study everything he writes. Jim, I have to confess, I do. I study how you write. I'm learning as I go, Jim.
Well, that's the joy of being a veteran. a lot of words in my day, and they've been gracious enough to let me columnize a bit on the websites, MySA and KAB, or News 4 San Antonio and KABB.
Yeah.
So all my deathless prose can be found there.
Yeah, exactly. And Jim, as he mentioned, some of his articles are over at the Spurs Zone. Jim, I think your most recent was about neutral, positive, and maybe some stuff to worry about as the Spurs season inches closer.
Yeah, that was kind of fun to put together, just the thoughts as the preseason is starting to unfold and we look ahead to the start of the regular season. You know, and everything's going to change with every regular season game, but this is the fun time of the year that we get to speculate and opine and throw our two cents out there, and it's always fun to hear what the readers have to say, too, because, you know, their thoughts matter just as much as ours do. And without a loyal, rabid fan base, there's no need for what we do. So I always want to encourage readers and listeners to interact with us as best they can.
And how can they do that, Jim, with you?
Well, the best way for me, read the stories on our two websites and then on Twitter, at Jim Lefko. Always happy to respond to anybody that has an opinion about anything I've written or said.
There you go. Give Jim a follow on Twitter at Jim Lefko. But for Jim, I am Jeff Garcia, and we're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.